cheerful endurance.
If there's one thing that has come to our attention in the presentations that have preceded me, it has been the thought that we can't just sit down in a chair and grow to spiritual maturity, but it takes work. And I think that we can liken this something to a farmer, perhaps, or with his crops, whatever they might be, or even to a housewife who might be growing plants and flowers. But Christian character is something like trees or vines, shrubs, or any kind of vegetation. The one who is growing whatever it might be, for whatever purpose, the more they understand about this particular plant, the conditions that are necessary for its growth, for its development, the more successful they're going to be, the more luxurious the vintage and the harvest is going to be. So I think it behooves us as Christians to look into this matter of fruits of the Spirit if we want to develop a luxurious and abundant fruitage. To learn how, studying the methods of how to care and to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit, and then to apply them. And of course we're thinking now of cheerful endurance. It's not a scriptural term, although it's a scriptural thought. Some translators may use the term. I'm not familiar with any if they do, but it would be very appropriate if they were to do so. But we find that spiritual laws are very similar in many respects to natural laws. But spiritual laws pertain to something that are, in most instances, they're intangible. And it's hard for us, it takes faith to us to, for us to apply spiritual laws to various events and circumstances of our life. I'm sure that you'd all agree with that. We're going to look at this matter of cheerful endurance from the standpoint of two scriptures, because we know that the fruits of the Spirit are brought to our attention in the fifth chapter of Galatians in verse 22, and there, as I mentioned, it is not a term that we will find in the King James Version of the Bible, but in Galatians 5:22, it is the word that is rendering long-suffering. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And as we examine this word very briefly, we're going to see that it comes very close to self-control that Brother Hagensick mentioned in many respects. But the second usage of this particular word is in 2 Peter, where we also find the fruits of the Spirit set forth in the first chapter and verse 6. And there the word is rendered patience. To knowledge, we're to add, or the word really is supply. To supply temperance, and to temperance, supply patience. The word long-suffering, as we find it translated in Galatians 5:22, is also translated elsewhere by the word patient. But by far the preponderance of the usage is long-suffering. The diaglot renders this word forbearance. Now the word, the Greek word is made up of two Greek words, the first portion of it meaning distant, and the second portion meaning far off or long. In other words, long distance. Well, how do we get long suffering or patience out of that? This is the first word. The second part is rendered its mind. I beg your pardon, I I got the wrong thought on that. But the first word means distance or long, and the second part, the second word of this, which this word is made up, is mind. In other words, it gives the thought of long mind. Well, now, how do we possibly get the thought of long-suffering or forbearance from two words which are placed together to give us a thought of a long mind? Well, it means, really, long-tempered. And if we contrast this with short-tempered, something that, a word that we're all familiar with, I think, we get the thought of long-suffering or patience. Now, really, the use of the word in 2 Peter 1:6, which is an entirely different Greek word, but it's really a synonym. It doesn't have the identical meaning, but it's synonymous. It's a word which means bear up under, or patient endurance. And really, this comes closer to the cheerful endurance, of which subject we are particularly considering now. One has told us that a definition of this word is patience, which grows only in trial. And I think that's important. It's patience which grows only in trial. I think of the scripture in Hebrews 12, where the apostle tells us that no chastening or no disciplining is joyous, but it's grievous. But to those who are rightly trained, that it brings forth the peaceable fruits of righteousness. It brings forth the fruits of the Spirit. We have a wonderful text of Scripture in the first chapter of James that bears upon this subject. We're going to look at just a portion of it. It's verses 2 through 4 in the King James Version, where James tells us that we are to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. And then he says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The proving of our faith is what works patience. And then James says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, or that you may be mature. And that's what we want, brethren, is to be mature Christians. We want to develop the fruitage of the Spirit. To be perfect or mature and entire, wanting nothing. I'm going to read this from Phillips. I think Phillips, he gives a very free translation of this, but it gives the thought. He says, when trials and temptations crowd into your lives, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. How many of us welcome our trials and temptations as friends? And then he says, realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. Let the process go on until that endurance is fully developed, and you will have become men of mature character. So that is the purpose of our developing patience, endurance, patient endurance, or cheerful endurance, if you will. Let's look for a moment at the 12th chapter of Romans. In the 12th chapter of Romans, verses 17 through 20, the apostle says that we are to recompense no man evil for evil. Now, this thought of patience and enduring has a primary thought of being, remember, long-tempered. Not short-tempered, not easily provoked to anger. So, as we read this, we see that we are to recompense no man evil for evil. Remember what Jesus said? Turn the other cheek, saith the Lord. Then in the 20th chapter of Proverbs, verse 22, and this is the Septuagint rendering, and I like this, because It's an expansion upon what we have just read, that vengeance is mine, that I will repay, saith the Lord, that we should give place to our wrath. And Proverbs 20:22, Septuagint reads, say not, I will avenge myself on my enemy, but wait on the Lord, that he may help thee. Those are profound words, brethren. Say not that I will avenge myself on my enemy, but wait on the Lord that he may help thee. Cheerful endurance. Colossians 1:11. And we find this expression concerning joy set forth here. In Colossians 1:11 we read that we are to be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Now there's an interesting thing about this text of Scripture. We find both of the Greek words translated here, the first one which is in the Galatians listing of fruits of the Spirit, rendered long-suffering, and the second word, which is from 2 Peter, which is also in this text of Scripture. So he says that we should be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, cheerful endurance. Render not evil for evil, but wait upon the Lord that he will help you. Have we ever had experiences such as this? I think if we look back in our Christian experience, there have been times that perhaps we wanted to take things into our own hands to avenge those who had, we felt had wronged us. But perhaps we've had the experience personally already that if we did wait upon the Lord, he worked things out so easily and so beautifully with no confusion, and everything just fell into place. So, brethren, this is a wonderful thing that we should sort of tuck into our mind. Phillips renders this particular thought that we pray that you will be strengthened from God's boundless resources so that you will be able to pass through an experience or through a trial and endure it with joy. So, brethren, let us remember these admonitions that are given to us, because if we want to be mature Christians, we must develop cheerful endurance.